This week, the Mitchell County Commissioners joined Avery and Yancey counties in passing a resolution opposing Senate Bill 1302, introduced by State Senator Joe Sam Queen, that would split the 24th Judicial District. If the bill passes, Madison and Yancey would be in District 24A, Avery, Mitchell, and Watauga would be in Judicial District 24B.
I do not see any benefit to the citizens of Mitchell County with it. I see that it will cost them more to fund a district, and I don't see any advantage to it. I think it would be a waste of taxpayers' money to do that.
Mitchell County Commission Chairman Phil Byrd. Also opposing the bill is District Attorney Jerry Wilson.
Well, my opposition is that it expends a large amount of money that is not necessary for the proper administration of this judicial district. We were given two assistant DAs at the last legislature, and that makes us perfectly capable of administering this district and dealing with what needs to be dealt with in it. We are working at better than the state average in disposition of cases in Watauga County, using one assistant DA and two staff people, and their proposal would be to put a DA, two assistant DAs, and an office full of staff people there to do the same thing we're doing with one person and two staff people. So I think it's wasted money that, as the gentleman pointed out in the commissioners' meeting, could be used for a lot better purposes.
District Attorney Jerry Wilson. State Senator Queen said he introduced the bill so that residents of the southern part of the district could have better access to the judicial system. As Mitchell commissioners were discussing the proposed bill, one commissioner said, quote, "It sounds political to me," end quote. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.